Yesterday, I did something illegal and didn't get caught.
Come on, what'd you do?
I got a new bed, right? I got a king-size bed upgrade to a king, so I needed to get king-size pillows to go with my king-size bed. Mm-hmm. My friend said, hey, go to Sam's Club. They have really good pillows, and they're cheap.
Okay.
You get two for $20 there, and you do.
That is good.
I don't have a Sam's Club membership, so I borrowed Delaware 105.9's Kelly Steele. She let me use her card.
Okay.
And she told me what to do, right? Because I've been to Sam's Club before. Like, I didn't grow up in the woods. Like, I've been to Sam's Club.
You cut an arrow
at once. Yeah, so you go and you just flash their card. And the picture on the back is so grainy anyway.
You can't tell who it is.
Yeah, but I was really nervous that they were going to be like, ma'am, I need to see that card. So I go to Sam's Club, and it was an older woman at the front door. Yeah. And I flashed it. And she's, you know, okay, she let me go in.
Move along.
And I would quickly try to find the pillows, which I got. And I go to check out. And I go, you have to hand the cashier the card, and he swiped it, and it didn't work at first. I was like, they know it's not me. And I'm acting like I'm really legitimately doing something terrible here, right? Like, I'm sweating in line at Sam's Club with two bags of pillows.
Like, you've not smuggled an extra bag up inside somewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, like at the end of the day, I really didn't do anything that bad, but I was nervous. I'm like, God, I haven't done anything wrong in so long. I don't even know how to act anymore when I am. The old Amy wouldn't have even blinked.
No.
I'm like, this is the best thing I'm going to do today.
Yeah. Older Amy's working out all the scenarios. What's going to happen if she gets busted?
I know this is going to be in the news. They're going to be like, radio DJ sneaks into Sam's Clubs for pillows. Like, it's the saddest crime ever committed.
That's actually funny, though. But it would be just your luck, as that's how that would go down.
He swiped it, looked at it, swiped it again. I was like, oh, he knows my name's not Kelly Steele. Nope, I made it out.
Yes.
I walked out. I was even so nice. There was an old lady who was wrapping up her stuff out of her car. I said, I'll take that cart back for you, ma'am. And I pushed her cart away for her. She's like, thank you. Like, you're welcome. I just did something illegal back there. I'm trying to up my karma.
So did you have an extra bit of swag when you got outside? Or was your car, I just need to get to the car and get out of here.
Yeah, put the pillows in the trunk and go.
That's funny.
Like, what a nerd. 18-year-old Amy would be so disappointed in 30-year-old Amy.
Different person altogether.
Yeah, listen, you can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, what's going on?
I just want to let you know that that's not as bad as what my 3-year-old did. My mom took him into Wawa, and we get back to the car, and we're leaving. I'm like, why didn't you buy him candy? She goes, I didn't buy him candy. The little boy had snatched those little, like, Reese's peanut butter cups for, like, 25 cents under the register. He had, like, four of them. And my mom didn't realize. I was like, oh, gosh. I'm like, hey, cards already.
Well, he's 3. Did you guys go back in and pay for them?
No, because we're already 5 miles down the road. I was like,
so did he steal from Wawa or did you steal from Wawa? Courtney, where are you calling from?
My car.
All right, listen, have a good one. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I illegally went into Sam's Club yesterday, got myself some pillows, and walked out with swag. What did you do that was illegal? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.